Andy, I think it's that time when we talk about leftovers. For me, often the best part of Thanksgiving.
Agreed.
Because, you know, there's something about the stress is all gone. You've served all your people. They are gone. You're in your pajamas or just hanging out for the rest of the holiday. And you get to really enjoy what you made.
There's certain dishes that I'll just eat cold or rewarm. But there are certain dishes that I really want to kind of transform and make another dish and another dish out of.
Like if there is a ton of turkey left over, I will definitely make like a pot pie because I love those. And I always have pie dough in the freezer. Or, you know, you can Trader Joe's frozen pie dough is fine if you can still find it. And I love shepherd's pie if there's a lot of mashed potatoes laying around.
Oh, I tend to make some kind of soup afterwards the next day with the turkey carcass and leftover turkey meat. I tend to want to make like maybe a turkey congee of sorts, really making a nice turkey stock with a lot of scallions and ginger. That'll be something just like a very easy thing to eat the next day or the day or 2 days after. And then with shredded turkey meat and some sizzled scallions and a little bit of maybe sesame oil and some fresh chili and cilantro. Or I'll just make a simple turkey broth and just boil some rice noodles and have that with some leftover turkey meat and add a little bit of fish sauce for some kind of very, very loose, pho-like dish.
Mm. Also, I want to give a shout out to sort of an easier, faster gourmet sabzi made with leftover turkey.
You just blew my mind, actually, because I've never even thought about that. So gourmet sabzi is one of the most famous, well-known Iranian stews. And it's a stew made out of copious amounts of herbs. I mean, piles and piles of herbs. And the herbs in this dish are usually parsley, cilantro, and Chinese chives, the long kind of flat chives, but you could also use scallions. And that's cooked down in oil with turmeric and kidney beans or occasionally black beans until you get this wonderful kind of herby stew. And there's also dried limes in it. And dried limes add this kind of wonderful tangy, musky flavor to the stew that makes it so distinct and delicious. But the meat is typically lamb or beef or veal, but turkey would be very, very delicious in it.
And there's something about eating all those herbs, all those antioxidants.
You feel immediately better.
Yeah, you feel, you do. It's just like miraculous. So, Andy, another Persian dish that is relatively easy to make, I think, and is delicious made with turkey is fesanjan.
Oh, yes. It often is made with chicken, but it would just as delicious with turkey. It's another well-known Persian stew made with walnuts and pomegranate molasses, pomegranate juice. And there's not a lot of ingredients. It's really just all about the walnuts and pomegranates and onions and turmeric. Some people might add a little bit more spices, like cardamom. My mother added a little bit of spinach, which isn't necessarily very traditional, but it really is about taking your time. It's very, 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 it's a slow dish, like with so many Iranian dishes, but you end up with this wonderfully deep, toasty, tangy stew that doesn't have the most beautiful color. It's, well, I shouldn't say that. I love the color brown. A lot of, I'm looking around in my home and it's mostly brown, but it's so delicious. And it is another thing, just like what the dried lumda does for gourmet sabzi, the walnuts and pomegranates, that combination makes this dish so distinct and unique.
Andy, this has just been one of the most fun conversations I've ever had about food. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Evan. Thank you for inviting me. I promise, you know, there was a moment I was going to say, I can't wait for us to celebrate Thanksgiving together. But I have a feeling both of us have more of an interest the day after doing a leftovers. And I promise I will make you both a gourmet sabzi and a fesanjan as long as you make me a shepherd's pie.
That sounds great. Take care. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Evan. Take care.
If you missed any of today's show, listen at kcrw.com/goodfood or on KCRW's mobile app. You can also subscribe on Apple Podcasts, on Stitcher or Spotify. My thanks to the wonderful Good Food team, Jillian Ferguson, Laryl Garcia, Elena Shatkin, Desmond Taylor, Nick Lamponi, and PJ Shahamat. And special thanks to Chrissy Van Meter, Laura Kondarajan, and Gary Masiha. And I'd like to give one more shout out to Andy Baragani for co-hosting today's show with me. You can find a ton of his recipes in his wonderful book, The Cook You Want to Be. And speaking of recipes, we've got a lot of Thanksgiving ideas at kcrw.com/goodfood. For anyone who's cooking this year, don't stress. And remember, perfection is the enemy of good. And if you're a guest, the best gift is doing the dishes. I'm Evan Kleiman. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.